Hey, sorry about that. The call went over an hour.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's recorded. All calls are recorded for quality. So the recording only goes for 60 minutes, and then it shuts off.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. I kept you on the phone too long. Sorry.
Nah, you're fine. You're fine. You can talk to me all
day. No, like I said, John, once I get the person, I got it made. That's what I got to get. This is what I've been looking for, live leads. Dude, this is perfect for me. If this
yeah,
works,
like I said.
If this works, I'll be so tickle pink, you won't even believe it. I mean,
literally the best lead service under the sun. Like, it doesn't get any better than this.
That's what I need, man.
Did you see the Google Guarantee guys in your area? Like, if you just look up roofing, they're the very first guys that pop up.
I know there's Seller and there's Graves Brothers, and that's what I'm trying to get. I'm trying to get up with them and compete with them.
Yep, Graves Brothers, Sunset Roofing.
Yeah,
and
Sunset. Yes, that's why they're in my area now. They're in my area. They never were in my area before. Now they're in my area taking my work.
Well, the Google Guarantee will definitely do that for you.
Yeah,
so.
They're taking my food. They're in this area. These guys were never around here before.
Yeah.
And now they're here.
No, I know. Your Google business profile that you have, it has 9 reviews for 4.2 stars on it. They may still verify you there so that way we could get access to it, but they'll walk you through that. It's pretty easy. They'll send you a little email. You just click on it, and it'll walk you through it.
So. What do you mean? What are you talking about? Well, they might not Google Guarantee me because of the reviews?
No. You're good. Your Google Guarantee is fine. I'm just saying you have a local listing established with 9 reviews on it at 4.2 star, you know, and then they want to be able to get in there. If we could dispute anything negative and get that 4.2 closer to a 5,
then
we're going to do it.
There's
one
in there. That one, there is one in there, dude. That one was that Colleen Tosh.
Yeah.
I tried to Google to remove that. It wasn't me. It was my son. It did a side job for her. And he was fucking getting high. And it wasn't nothing to do with me, dude. And I didn't know he was doing this shit at the time. And he did I didn't even know he was doing this job. And she blackballed my company online, dude.
Dang, you know what's crazy is this old website is still, like a rinky-dink one, is still on your Google business profile. We're going to make a different
one. I don't know why it's there.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is like, because we're doing Google Guarantee, we're not going to touch your Google business profile. You know, I mean, it's not part of our service, so we're not really going to touch that. You know what I mean?
Why can't I wipe that out? Start over.
Well, I mean, you could manually do it. You don't want to start over. I mean, there's 9 reviews on there.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to lose those reviews. Are they all good ones or all good ones?
They're pretty good. I mean, they're 4.2. There's only one bad one on there.
Colleen Tosh. That's the fucking one. I didn't even do the job. It wasn't even me, dude. That was my kid. Who don't even work with me and does nothing to do with my business.
Colleen Tosh. It is. From 5 years ago.
From 5 years ago, dude. And it's still haunting me. And I didn't even do that. It had nothing to do with me. That wasn't even me. It was my kid who did it on the side. And I called Google and asked them, and they will never, they won't get rid of it.
Nah.
They will not take it out there. I don't know why.
Jesus. Shit.
I can't get it off there. I tried everything to get it off there. I try all the time to get it off there.
I wouldn't be able to really expunge it, but my concern only now is, because it's on there before we started working with you, it's different. When you're active with us and they write it, we could dispute them.
Right.
But this is all pre-existing before the fact. But what I'm concerned about is like the website isn't going to match up with the site that we're building for you. Shit.
That's why I'm saying, can I get rid of that? Of them, all my reviews will be gone.
Yeah, but your review, I mean, we could do it with your reviews still there, but they're going to want, like, an active client for local listing before they touch your local listings. And that's why I'm like, crap, because I already did, like, for your site and the Google Guarantee, but that's a whole nother product. You know, that was like I was telling you initially, do the 549, so that way we could do your local with it and handle that. But you were saying you just wanted to do Google Guarantee, so I was like, okay, but then now I'm looking at this and I'm going, crap, you know, how are we going to remove your website or that old website and put the new one on your Google Business profile if you're not doing a local listing with us. So right. I'm like, okay.
Well, how much is the local listing? Is that just a one-time fee or just like a lot of money?
No, it's a month-to-month charge.
How much is that? How much is that month-to-month?
Well, I charged you $349. I was quoting you with that and Google Guarantee at $549. So it would have been like $200. I mean, I could get it down to like $150 or $149.
So I might as well just forget the website then. You building a website. Just forget it. Just leave what I got there.
Why would you use that hunk of junk?
I don't want to use that hunk of junk, but it's gonna screw me all up, like you said. You're looking at my Google Guarantee stuff, and you're looking at this Mickey Mouse website. What are people going to think? What the hell's going on? It sounds like a waste of money now to me. It sounds like I shouldn't even. Maybe it ain't going to.
Hold on. Let me see if I could do it like this. Let me take this 99 setup fee and apply it to your monthly subscription for a local listing. And then there's a $50 remaining balance. That's only for a month of the local listing, but once we modify your site, if you want to discontinue the local, you could do that.
I don't know. Maybe I'll just not worry about the local site right now. Just let me see if the Google Guarantee. I'll try it for a couple months. If it doesn't work, then I'll just flop it all. Just get rid of it all.
All right. You know what I'm going to do too? I'll go downstairs. I got you, Jim. I got you. Don't worry. I'm going to get you taken care of. Yeah. So $349 is covering your application fee for Google Guarantee and the setup fee.
Right.
And then the setup fee is going towards us building you the MySite custom website design. If you're able to give us access to it, or you're willing to, I should say, we'll show you how to give us access to the local listing. We'll get in there and we'll swap out the website and put the website that we're building for you in there, okay?
That's what I appreciate if you could do.
I got you. Right, I won't charge you anything for that. I'll do that for you. It's me to you, okay?
And that would save me that money every month because I'm not a big company. I'm only a one-man band.
Yeah, I got you, bud. Like I said, just be willing to give us access to the Google Business profile so that way we can swap it out when the website's up and running. That way it has your up-to-date site on it and we can get rid of this rinky-dink junk because it doesn't look good.
Okay. It doesn't, and I'm really upset about it every time I see it. It makes me want to cry, but
yeah, but we're not
going to
keep posting that local listing, okay? So I mean, like,
no, I don't want the local listing. I don't care about the local listing.
Okay, yeah, it's literally just for us to go in there and make sure everything's matching up with what's showing up in your Google.
That's all I want. Yes, that's all I want you to do. Just match it up.
And
if you can get that one review off there, I'd appreciate it.
I know for sure I can. I wouldn't even promise you that. It happened before we even got in there, then it's different. You know, if you're active, then we can dispute them with Google and tell them, like, hey, this isn't a real client.
If you look at those reviews, they'll look at
we'll bury it, though. We'll bury it. You know what I mean? It'll go down the bottom. Yeah, the more jobs you get, and then in your Google Guarantee, when you finish jobs, you can mark them complete through your app, and it asks them to write the review about your service. So we'll build up your reviews to bury it and get that rating.
Yeah, you know,
up.
If you go on Angie's list, I got all kinds of reviews from Angie. I try to get them on Google, but I can't get them on Google. I don't know how to do it.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's because Google has verified reviews. So the people are actually writing it while they're logged into their email. That's why you can see her name on it, that Colleen Tosh.
Right.
Yeah, she's logged into her email. So they verify like it's actually a customer of yours or somebody
But if you look at the contract, it was nothing to do with me. It's not my signature. I didn't do the job and I didn't authorize my son to do the job. He did it himself on the side.
Jesus. Don't tell me stuff like that, because I got two boys, man, and I could just imagine.
Dude, I'm telling you, I got it. Let me tell you something, John, and I'm going to be honest with you. I got a 37-year-old son. The kid could make so much money. He's so smart. But you know what? The crack cocaine's got him wrapped so tight he can't even get off the shit. Dude. And he's even been in prison. Got out of prison and doing it again.
Yeah, I know.
That's all. And it's so bad that I can't have him working for me or nothing. He can't be on none of my jobs or even around my business, dude.
Crazy. Isn't that crazy? One moment they're just crawling around the floor, it's a little baby, the next they're causing havoc.
The kid can do plumbing, heating, he can do anything, dude. That's how smart he is.
Yeah.
That's how smart the kid. He can make a fortune in business, but the drugs have just got him. They got him, man.
Yeah, drugs and women is a tough one, you know. I've been sober for years since my first was born, about 6 years now.
I don't even drink anymore, you know. And once, you know what I mean? I was dumb once.
I've gone through it. I ended up in the hospital one time. My liver was feeling like somebody's put a knife in there.
Well, there you go, man. You know,
I was like, this isn't a good idea.
Yeah, but you woke up, man. You got smart. You know, you didn't, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's not about me. You know, that's the thing. I think if your son has kids, like once you turn into a grandpa.
He does. He's got two beautiful boys that are 7 and 8 years old, dude.
And he's still at it like that?
And ain't seen the kids in 3 years. So what's that tell you?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So what's that? He don't care, dude. He don't care. He don't care about nothing but the drug. The drug. Everything revolves around the drug, dude. He can't get off. And he's on parole. And the bail reform laws here, they can't put him in jail. I go, put him in jail. We can't put him in jail. I said, you can't put him in jail. How are you going to stop the kid from doing this? You got to put him back in jail.
Guy needs the intervention.
Yeah, but you know the thing about it? Yeah, intervention ain't going to help him. Yeah, let me tell you something. And there's drugs in the joint. When you get into jail, there's drugs. They got it.
Yeah. No, that's true.
So what's the difference, man? You know?
Sad.
So all you can do is
just be dad, you know? Just support them. And
dude, I've been doing everything. I told him the other day, I said, you know what? Just get out of here, dude. I don't even want to get around. I can't take it.
It's so hard.
I bought the kid a house to live in. I figured he'd fix it up, do this, do that. He ruined the place, turned it into I got to do so much work on the place. It's unbelievable. I had to kick him out of there. Bought the guy a house, dude. A 3-bedroom home I bought him.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, and he's 37 years old. So what's that tell you?
He's pretty much stuck in his way. That's crazy.
Yeah, he's set. So, but anyway, so you got the application. You got the money for the website.
You got it. Okay. So you got the receipt in there. If you go to your text, you'll have an outline.
Yeah,
okay. And then you got the application fee. So you got to sign the bottom of that service agreement over the weekend and then fill out that application as much as you can. Pull together all that paperwork, send in everything you can. And then on Monday, we'll circle back with you at 1:00 and we'll knock out the interview for your Google Guarantee.
Okay.
We'll get your website up and running. They are going to ask you for information on how to get into your Google business profile, but don't worry about that. We'll address it on Monday. Just focus on signing off on those papers and then getting the application filled out as much as possible. Okay.
Okay. I'll work on that when I get home then.
Okay, and you got my number, Jim. So if you need, if you have questions or you need help,
I got it written down. I got the time you're calling me Monday between 1 and 2. So I got that written down too.
Okay, but if you need anything prior to that, call in.
Yeah, tomorrow's Saturday. You won't be in tomorrow. So.
No. Yeah, but we still have 24/7 customer service at Extension 1.
Okay. Oh, Extension 1.
Yeah.
Just write that down in case I need help.
Yeah.
I got to write that down because I might need help. Extension 1, is it the same number?
It's pretty easy. Yeah, it's the same number. It's our company line, 877-635-6225. And then you got to hit Extension 1 if you want customer service, Extension 544 if you want to call me.
Right, I got you. I got it. Okay, wrote it down.
Okay. All right, and that's basically it, okay? So you enjoy your weekend, and then before you know it, we'll be calling you up.
Me too. I'm looking forward to working with you. I hope it all works out for you and me.
It is, and this is your last stop. This is your last stop. I'm telling you, I ain't gonna let you go away to nobody else. We're gonna make some money.
I'm glad you called today. I feel good. I'm glad you called today. I've been looking.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell Donna too that she did a good job because
I appreciate it. Tell her I'm sorry. I know I was getting a little upset with her, a little bitchy with her, but. So
it's okay.
I've
run into worse in New York. I remember I had a guy one time. He still worked with him actually, but he started the conversation. Yeah. He goes, "What do you want, fucker?" I go find out later. This guy, he looks, he's Italian. He looks like a freaking mob boss. He's got so much money. He had like 7 different businesses out there. It was crazy.
Oh, I can imagine.
He's a good friend. He's a good friend to have over there, though. Let me tell you, man.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. Well, all right, I look forward to working with you as well. You have a good weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday. Okay.
Right. You too. Thanks. Bye.
All right, Jim. Bye.
Yeah.